Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is for Year C, Winter, Week 10. Jesus' call, rejected in Nazareth, Luke 4:22-30. The big idea. Jesus spoke a hard truth. Not everyone believes in him. We should pray for others to accept Christ. The memory verse is from Ephesians 3:6a. Because of the good news, God's promises are for Gentiles as well as for Jews. Ephesians 3:6a. Today's scripture story is hard for children to hear. It's hard for adults as well. Granted, it starts off well. Everyone said good things about him, Jesus. They were amazed at the gracious words they heard from his lips. Luke 4:22. But Jesus knows the human heart, and he drilled into the darkness within. He did this right after he had received a hero's welcome upon returning to his hometown. The townsfolk were amazed that Joseph's son Jesus turned 30 and emerged as a great miracle worker. While civic pride can be fine within limits, these people, living near the northern frontier of the Promised Land, had given in to racist, pseudo-religious, and nationalistic hatred of anyone who is not Jewish. First, Jesus pricks their civic pride, Luke 4:23-24. Then, Jesus confronts them with God's love for all peoples of the world. He does so by talking about two great Jewish prophets and the miracles God performed through them, including calling out the faith of a previously unbelieving Gentile. What started as sunshine turns darkly menacing. All the people in the synagogue were very angry when they heard that. They got up and ran Jesus out of town. Verses 28 and 29a. The church and the world. In many ways, this story sets the stage for everything Jesus says and does throughout the 3 years of his public ministry. His purpose is twofold: to demonstrate God's great love for the world, every man, woman, youth, and child, and to create inciting incidents that force people to decide for or against him. Today's big idea is the lesson of the passage. Not everyone believes in Jesus. The sooner people realize they don't believe in Jesus, the sooner they can begin a journey toward believing in him. In other words, it's best to address the issue of having faith in Jesus. Either people have it or they don't. If they do, how much do they believe in Jesus? Enough to follow him for the rest of their lives? If they don't believe in Jesus, how strongly do they disbelieve? Ironically, those who hate Jesus sometimes are far closer to believing in Jesus than others of humanity who don't know or care. Bottom line, despising Jesus today isn't the same as hating him for the rest of one's life. Instead, hating Jesus today very well may be the catalyst to coming to faith someday. To understand this is to make sense of the hard sayings and doings of Jesus throughout the Gospels. He is relentlessly forcing people to make a decision for or against him. Let's never forget, the Lord doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. So nothing is off limits in his pursuit of our hearts and our souls.
For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.